Welcome, test subjects, to the Stick Twiddlers podcast. We hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to the Stick Twiddlers podcast, episode Disdain. I'm your host, Al, and once again, I'm joined by Sarah. Me and my bros come together for the dough, brought the orange Lamborghini, called it Michelangelo. Hi.
Cool. Hi.
Ben, I'll be posted up where the strong is at, brothers by my side, city on my back. Cordell.
I didn't choose the thug life. The thug life rang my doorbell and then ran away before I could answer it, and I was in my pants. It was really embarrassing.
And Jamie, we be going hard and make it look easy. Give me the whole pie, real cheesy. I hope you will know, but you won't believe me. She taking pics for me, told her smile for me. Pass her off, I'm a real team player. Stand her on my face like a gangster. McClellan.
Word to your mother and or father.
And obviously I'm Alan. I recently went to see Ninja Turtles at the cinema, Tita. So,
how was it? First off, I want to know how Ninja Turtles is. Is it as bad as we expected?
It's abhorrent.
Yay! What a fucking surprise.
That saves me some effort.
It is to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as Transformers is to Transformers, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, shite, though.
So how many times does Megan Fox bend over a pizza box?
Then? It's weird, right? The first quarter of the film, she's actually really good, and I was really surprised. And then Michael Bay obviously had a word with her and said, you need to be more Megan Fox. And she went back into normal Megan Fox.
Stop acting, Megan! Yes. You're ruining everything!
And why she hasn't got red hair, I don't know.
Yeah, well, she's meant to be playing April O'Neil, isn't she?
It is really irritating. It's one thing for every trailer and promo image I've seen. That is the one thing. I mean, I'm looking at the turtles thinking, well, you don't look like turtles. You look like sentient nose doings. But I've managed to get past all of that because Hollywood, and yet I've been sat there screaming at the telly, wrong hair, bitch! I can't help it. It's really irritating.
I just found it really hard to get past like the way that they've changed Shredder and the way that they've changed his face, the turtles' faces and stuff to make it more believable, yet they're still talking about mutant turtles. Like, it's a really weird. Like, Shredder isn't, like, basically it's mech Shredder.
Oh, God.
He's essentially got the power loader from Aliens and attached magnets to it and ran through Halfords.
This is the problem with the turtles. When I first saw the turtles, though, it looked like the Moomins, like from obviously the show The Moomins, but like if they built like a nuclear plant nearby and the spillage had just kind of gone into their water supply, and that's what they've mutated to over the years, is these horrible turtle creatures.
It's very bizarre.
All of these origin stories I would watch. I would watch the episode of The Moomins where they go for a school trip to Chernobyl.
Oh my God. They were actually just marshmallows.
Too soon.
Too soon, what, for Chernobyl game?
Well, it's got a half-life of 20,000 years. Give it at least a couple of thousand before we start. It's just, I don't know, it's bizarre that I'm watching a film in 2014, yet the turtles from the 90s look more believable.
Mm. What, from the animated series or the...
No, like the guys...
Live-action...
The live-action in the suits.
My favourite clip from that is the one, where is it? I think it's Raphael and he laughs or something and you can see the guy inside the mouth.
Yeah, that's...
He's laughing. It's fucking brilliant.
That's because he ate someone because he's badass.
Pro tip, did you know in the shells of those costumes are oxygen tanks?
Really?
Yeah, because they couldn't breathe properly in the suit, so the shells are oxygen tanks.
Should have got some Chilean miners in there. They do all right.
Oh, God. This is why we didn't win, Ben.
This is going to go down worse than Challenger.
Yeah, so we'll get to to what you and Sarah have been.
What is this disaster cast?
we'll get up to what you and Sarah have been up to, you fucking loons, later on. Jamie, what have you been doing? Other than playing with me.
I have been playing with you. We played with each other and it was delightful.
It was, until I fell asleep.
Yeah, until you did that. That's what happens when you play with Alan. He falls asleep halfway through.
Disgraceful.
No, we've actually been playing some Destiny now that Alan's got an Xbox One.
Yeah, that Xbox. Yeah, there's a story behind me getting that Xbox One. But on the way back from the wedding, because we stopped overnight, I decided that I was going to go to Game and buy an Xbox One because I had nothing to do that evening.
Bored at a wedding, buy an Xbox One.
I went into Game, and I was like, well, I'll get it with a game, but I'll pick up a couple of other games with it as well, so I've got like something to play on. So I went, I was like, fucking, I'm going for the pre-owned, because I'm not paying £50 for a game. So I picked up, like, Forza Horizon and something else, like, pre-owned, went to the counter. Now, because I'd spent so long browsing, I'd forgotten that I was there to buy an Xbox One. So I went to buy the games, and I was like, looking scruffier than normal. I was just like, just couldn't be arsed, had a bad sleep and stuff. And the guy was like, put them through. I was like, cool, hand over my card. He's like, is that everything for you? He's like, yeah. Oh, no, actually, I'll grab an Xbox One as well, please. And he just sort of looked at me like, you what? I'm like, the console as well, please. Can I get an Xbox One with, like, Destiny? He just sort of looked at me for about 5 minutes like, yes. And then, like, he kept repeating the price to me every 3 seconds. Like, he put it through, he's like, oh, that's like altogether it was like 440 quid or something. It's like, it's £440. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. He's like, yeah, it's £440. It's like, yes. It's like, right, you know, this is the console. Yes, that's why I asked for it. Can I please buy it? Please.
See, like, the reason he kept repeating the price is because he kept trying to pay him in gold bullion. And he was like, pounds. Only it's pounds. We don't accept bars,
I
shares, stocks.
Balloons.
Yeah. What? Please remove your vials of crude oil from our table, sir.
You said if I'm right or wrong, this is what I suspect. I mean, I'm sure Sarah, who used to work at Game, can confirm. Are you on? Do you have some sort of bonus structure?
No.
Right. Okay. I thought it might be because it was like it was sort of 9:30, 10 in the morning, and he'd probably just rocked up on a Sunday, and suddenly he's got like a bonus point or something for.
No, like stores would have. Targets and also, like, did they still do the extended warranties?
Or
they
stopped trying to push the shit out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of only thing that you're, like, really heavily targeted on. Right, but okay. You don't get anything, like, you don't get a bonus for getting your targets.
Okay, I didn't know. But yeah, so I picked up up an X-Bone.
You said you looked tired and scruffy going in there.
Yeah,
there is this great, this wonderful mentality that not all, but some people working in the sales industry have, that if you don't, there's a snap judgment they make, I swear, because I used to get it, because I'll go out of the week, if I go out of the weekend, I wear whatever the fuck fell out of the wardrobe, and I don't care. And I remember
going, get a better wardrobe, mate.
It's usually the door.
With a wardrobe door to hang around your neck. Like, what you're selling? Like nothing. It's just a wardrobe door. Fucking IKEA, mate.
Years back, I went out. I was headed to some event for the evening, and I went out to buy a new shirt, basically. And I ended up with a mate of mine who was a fucking clothes horse. And he was like, oh, yeah, dude, you should get one of these, you should get that. And he's basically dressing me for the night. This is a guy who never had a fucking paper doll as a kid and wanted one. So suddenly I'm stood there and he's hanging all this designer shite off me. And I was a little more, not much, but a little more svelte than I am now. So it fit. So he's there saying, oh, yeah, get this and get this. I was like, right, okay. And I'm walking up to the counter with what was probably £150 worth of designer gear. Dressed in, I don't know, jogging trousers and fucking baler twine. And then as I'm walking up there, I spot this jacket, which is hanging off of something. And it was a moleskin jacket, and it was really nice. And I was like, I'm buying that.
That must be like the smallest jacket ever.
we killed like thousands of moles to make that, thousands. And we didn't do it humanely. But
Fuck hell.
Oh, I think we're anyway. We're going off the air.
Put them down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Just put them in a bag and slam it against the table.
Oh, my God. That's how we deal with moles and unwanted young around here.
Unwanted so young? Fucking hell. Oh, my God.
It's because of the hatred trailer, Alan. We've all been brainwashed. We'll get onto that later.
Well, I get up to the counter and the guy looks at me and I thought I had just been paid and I had taken out basically my paycheck in cash for this weekend away. And I walk up to the counter and I hand it over and it was like, I think it was, oh God knows, it was like 200 odd quid's worth of clothes. And he looked at me and went, so that's £200? And looked at me, he's like, you do realise that's £200. He had a real thing, like, you know, he's waiting for me to go, oh no, I thought it was tuppence and a bushel of turnips. I'm so fucking sorry. So I couldn't help it, and I genuinely took a wad of notes out of my wallet and stood there, grinned like the fucking mask, and went, do you accept? Fanned the notes, and looked at him and went, cash! You couldn't have stopped me doing that for a big clock. It was the best moment I've ever had.
I think the issue you had, James, is you turned up looking like a member of Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, probably.
But yeah,
so how was Destiny? Say, Alan, after ripping on Destiny for so long, still hating it, or now you've had a go?
Well, me and Jamie had this conversation while playing. I've never said it's a bad game.
Pretty sure you have.
Well, to me, but...
okay. Well, I don't think it's a bad game as in terms of a video game. I just think that
that's such a weird sentence. Like, it's not a bad video game in terms of it not being a coloring book.
Yeah, no, like if you take away all the hype and all that kind of shit, and like at its core, it's okay. It's not bad. The problem is that it promises so much yet delivers Halo. Shut up, Jamie. I am still involved in this podcast, even though I didn't even get a fucking little tag at the GMAs. Well, but we'll get on to that. I was
going to fucking agree with you.
Well, I don't care, right? As I was saying to Jamie, it's like they've kind of gone, okay, we need to develop this video game, right? It's going to be Destiny, okay? Where shall it be set? Space, yeah, space, yeah.
Space.
We're cool with that. Like, we've got experience with space. We'll do space. Okay, we need a theme tune. I don't know. Orchestral with choir singing. Yep, I'm sure. Yep, we can do that again. That's not a problem. The main character feels a little dull. Like, how about an AI companion? Yep, that'll work. Yep, sure. It's like everything about it just feels like, what colour scheme shall we use? Blues? Yep, blues works for me. Like, it's just fucking Halo. It just is.
And I was going to say, he's not wrong. I mean, it's part of the reason that I like it, in fairness, is because I love Halo and it doesn't differentiate from that in a jarringly obvious way. Like being a separate game. No, I mean, I love it. It was really good fun. What I will say is I'm starting to... it's hit that stage that with a Halo title, I normally hit this... around about the time the next Halo title is released, that I'm like, right, okay, got off you a bit, where's the next best thing? Or the next big thing, even? Whereas with this, it's happened after a few months, I'm like, oh, tired now. Because you run out of shit to do. And Bungie have made great play about the whole, you know, we're doing this, you know, we've got the Iron Banner event going on. Yeah, but it's broken. Yeah, but we've got it. We've got Queen's Wrath going on. I was away for that. Well, you're fucked. It's gone, mate. Sorry. Right, it's really... And the one thing that really pisses me off, I constantly see messages from Bungie on Facebook and Twitter. And on the off chance that anyone is listening who knows someone, who knows someone, who knows someone at Bungie, could you organise some sort of weekend event, get them out of your house and beat the living shit out of them for me? Because I am pissed off with seeing this. Bungie are taking to the Crucible to take on all comers if you're on PlayStation 4. And we're out there with you, our community, but only on PlayStation 4, because we love you and we want to interact with you, but not all of you because you're filthy mudbloods. That is getting on my fucking nerves. To the best of my knowledge, they have not once stepped into the ring on Xbox One, probably because they fear me, and they're right to do so. Come at me, Bungle.
It's probably because half the time they just can't fit the Xbox One next to the desks.
It ain't that big.
Because it is fucking massive.
Did you have to stop by IKEA on the way out?
I had to move the TV.
You got the same conversation with the clerk again. It's like, oh yeah, and a shelf. That'll be £200.
No, right. Yes. Like, obviously, I've seen an Xbox One in the wild a few times, but until you actually get your hands on one, you don't realise just how fucking monstrously massive it is.
It can't be as big as the original one, surely.
It's bigger!
No way, really?
Yeah, it is fucking bigger.
I don't know if it's bigger.
It looks bigger. In fact, thinner. Let's see if we can find a size comparison. Because it's thicker, and it's just bigger.
It doesn't look... I think in terms of total surface area, it's probably bigger, but it can't be as thick as the Xbox. That thing was... That's got girth.
Can I just say...
How much do you want to... Oh, there we go. Look at that.
Entire conversation, can we just bleep out every time we've said Xbox One and it'll be a fucking gift?
Okay, so we've got some comparison images. I'm trying to try and find one where it's like... Because ideally you can see it when it's on top. But no, right.
Settle down, Jamie, settle down.
I can't.
So the Xbox, original Xbox, was 12.75 inches across.
And after its enhancement...
why do you have to do it in centimetres? Fuck you.
Just convert it. It's 2.5 centimetres to every inch.
Okay, console. So, what did I say the other one was?
12.7 or something like that.
Okay, 12.7. The Xbox One is 13.1.
Okay, so it's wider.
In terms of thickness, the original one is 3.5 in the middle and 2.9 at the end because it had that concave thing.
Oh, it kind of points. Doesn't kind of go outwards.
Well, no, the original Xbox...
Thinner at the top.
Yeah. Please, yeah. Stop.
And the Xbox one is 3.1.
Okay, so it's not as thick then.
But it's fucking just compared to the PlayStation 4. It's like some kind of tube.
Yeah, but there is a reason for that. It doesn't take an awful lot to shove a load of non-working components into a black box.
It's slower, though. That's what I don't understand. It's fucking slow. And like,
it's because it's got to travel 20 feet to even do anything. That's why. There's actually a little man in every single one. You just have to... It's just Warwick Davis...
So if you look at this, you'll see what I mean. One thing, obviously, now that I have both of them and I've used them both for a bit, like I can actually do a good comparison between two. Like, definitely, the Xbox One's got the superior controller. I really like the way the actual triggers vibrate. I think that's really, really nice. Feels nice in the hand. I still think the sticks are slightly too loose on the Xbox One, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, but we all know you're using Monica anyway. So, or is it not compatible?
It's not compatible.
So Razer's going to be making a shitload of money off you soon.
Probably. I've
got to have my micro switches.
I still don't understand what the fucking buttons are on the Xbox One. Like, was it the three-line button and the two square?
Yeah.
Like,
the thing is, they are, I mean, they're start and back. I mean, that's the equivalent of start and back. But we discussed this, and I was saying that me and the lads have already coined terms for this. What would be the start button has three lines instead of start. I have no idea why. I assume it's menu.
Yeah.
But that's fine, except what it's actually become called now is generally... Oh, you just press the start button. There is no start button. No, but the one with three lines, whatever the fuck it's called. And the other one is called, I don't know, that stupid other fucking thing on the left. On the left. And it's got a picture of a box wrapped around another box.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, in terms of the consoles themselves, like obviously the games are pretty much similar. I don't have the same game on both consoles, but they both, you know, produce pretty games. Like, it's Forza 5's just awesome. And stuff like that. But, like, the PlayStation 4 hasn't failed on me yet, and I've had that three times as long as the Xbox One, and the Xbox One's already crashed on me three times. So
see, that's what interests me.
Make of that what you will.
Because I've genuinely not had one single crash in the whole time I've had my Xbox One.
Well,
Shell's sat behind me going, shh, don't tempt it!
You only use it to play Minecraft.
I play an awful lot of things. Actually, I'll be playing something new very soon because my darling wife has walked in tonight with a copy of Alien Isolation.
Ooh.
Oh,
mostly because I told her it's supposed to be creepy as fuck, and she went, oh, we'll get that, and we'll play it with the lights off, and you'll shit yourself.
Such love.
Get a PS4 and make her play PT.
She'd be quite happy with PT. Nothing scares that woman. She's married to me. Nothing scares that woman.
There is no fear anymore.
There's nothing to fear. You can't see my sex face and still no fear.
Oh, I don't want to think about you in the vinegar strokes of life.
I've seen your old chap and...
yeah.
That sorted me out. Not in that way.
Yeah, in that way.
Went straight in the wank bank.
Jesus Christ, it looked like Michael Bay's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shit.
And it was armed.
The shell was a little odd. And I felt the oxygen tanks were a little unnecessary.
I was impressed how he managed to get him to retract back into his shell.
It is a primitive defense mechanism, and I'll thank you not to mock.
The only other thing I will say about the Xbox One is I didn't buy one with Kinect because no one wants fucking Kinect. And half the features don't work. You can't use them, which is kind of annoying.
That's a lie.
No, it isn't.
What features don't work? Oh, what, without Kinect, you mean?
Yeah. Like...
Oh, yeah, probably. I don't know. I've got Kinect. Fuck you, I'm not bothered, mate.
So there's a lot of stuff that you can do, such like recording game footage and stuff like that. Like it just doesn't translate to the controller while you're playing the game.
If you double tap the home button, it will bring up the snap. You can snap the DVR and record 5-minute sections.
Aye, but it's...
I realise it's not the same as doing the Xbox record that, but I'm saying for workaround purposes, just in case anyone's listening to this going, yeah, I fucking hate that.
You can do that, or you can just press one button on the PlayStation 4 controller. So,
yeah, it is one thing we've wondered why they haven't. But then I'm starting to wonder if they have included a way to do it and not told anyone. I think Microsoft seems to be doing some sort of stealth manual. They're not telling you how any of it works. They're just waiting for people to figure it out so they can go, ah, you, my son, are the new chosen one.
Do you mean like they did in the last Starfire?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where, like, the alien civilization's dying, but they want the best of
Bill
humanity.
Gates.
Well, yeah, that maybe what...
It doesn't come from this planet, so ultimately it's a long, drawn-out process of...
I mean, the Xbox One's about the size of an ancient tablet anyway, so you've got to get that going.
It's just ridiculous. There's no need for it. And it's got a separate power brick! What? It's just retarded.
Hello, 2005.
It's bigger than the Sky Plus box.
Fucking hell.
It's insane. It's just this great big monolith.
So PS4 still wins it out for you then overall?
At the moment, yeah. I find the UI just infinitely easier, so much cleaner to use. Everything that I want it to do, I can do without really trawling through menus where you kind of have to mess around a little bit on the Xbox One. If I could only buy one console, it would be the PlayStation 4 still.
So when are you getting a Wii U?
Well, I ordered one, but I cancelled it because it didn't come with the games I wanted. So I think I'm probably going to pop out and get one on Sunday, I think.
Fucking Mr. Moneybags over there.
I know.
Meanwhile, I have £20 to last me a week.
Well, you should have spent it all on booze at the like yesterday, should you, Sarah? I
didn't spend any money on booze.
No, she didn't spend any money on booze.
Oh, well, come on. Right, so I'll introduce the section as Ben and Sarah stick two fingers up at Jamie and me and go on a bend around London.
There we go. All right, yeah, that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, Sarah and I went down to the GMAs yesterday. As this podcast was a finalist in the podcast category.
Fucking hell.
Didn't win. Not gonna lie.
Well, I could lie,
we did win, but then you check the site and then find out that we didn't win.
What we need to do is we need to brown nose more people.
So yeah, so Sarah and I went down to the GMAs. We didn't win, sadly. However, during the finalist announcement, I assume we got a massive cheer. I keep second guessing.
What you didn't realise is someone had just walked in.
One of the waiters had actually dropped a pint and everyone just went, way, at the exact right time. So I might have hyped it up in my head, but I'm pretty sure we did get a big shout, which was pretty awesome. So Sarah and I headed down from Edinburgh, took the train and sat there with the cast of the Golden Girls. Who took a good 2 hours complaining about crackers and various cheeses for whatever reason. We then arrived at our hotel. shuffled into a room which the beds were not made. Towels were strewed all over the floor. There was a bench propping the door open, which had a toothbrush on it, just a solitary toothbrush. And when we closed the door and opened it up again about 5 minutes later, there was just a fresh box of tissues just placed outside the door for some reason. Just no explanation. No knock. Yeah, no, there was nothing. It was just like, okay. And Sarah's like, well, I'm going to go and have a shower. But obviously none of the towels there were actually dry. So she said, I'll go and ask for some more towels. And she went downstairs and it turns out that we'd basically been put in the wrong room. I'm assuming that some sort of massive orgy had occurred in there earlier that day, judging by the state of it. I would not put a black light on in that room. So we were moved upstairs to a much cleaner and more prepared room, which had a space age bathroom that looked like it had been ripped out of an East Coast train's.
Yeah, I saw the picture you posted of that.
It was
fucking bizarre.
Quite odd, and would become Sarah's home later that evening.
You were really sketched out by the toilets, but I've stayed in easy hotels, and they have even their bathrooms are the same, but even smaller. So you guys were all like, "Oh, what's going on with this bath?" And I was just like, "It's just a wet room, that's all."
But was it haunted?
No, it wasn't haunted this time.
Well, then...
Possibly. Yeah. There was a bit of artwork on the wall which had a vase, and it looked like it had Lucifer's face on it.
Did it?
Yeah. It was right above my bed. It creeped me the fuck out. It was terrifying. So, on to more exciting stuff. It started pissing it down because London, so we jumped in a cab in London, which is always the worst idea ever.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Ranjit again?
It wasn't, but it may as well have been. Like the hotel we were staying was like a 20-minute walk away from the venue, but because it was pissing it down and because Sarah and Rhea were all done up, they were like, "Don't want to get wet," and I was like, "Well, fuck it, we'll just get a cab then."
Yeah, that's fine. I agree with that. Get cabs in London. That's what you should do.
Yeah, not at fucking rush hour in central London around King's Cross trying to get to New Oxford Street.
That's fine.
We spent like 15 minutes sitting in traffic.
Well, and then when we finally sat down.
When we finally pulled up, he was like, "Oh, I think it's around here somewhere." And when Sarah checked Google Maps, we were literally like, when we were stuck in traffic, we were right outside where we needed to be. And he just kept fucking going. So that was a good fun £5. But yeah, we went to the pub and then we ended up at the ballroom and were given our tables. And people we'd spoken to who had been to the GMAs before have always said, if you're sat at the back, then basically you ain't one. So it was something that I kind of had a strategy. I was like, if we're put at the back, then I know we haven't won, so we can just get completely blitzed and then not worry about it. And if not, then it's fine. But they must have fucking clocked me when I came in because they sat us right in the middle. So I spent the entire time panicking about whether or not we could get shit-faced. But we were sat at the table with two of the guys from Expansive DLC. and two members of the Yogg's cast, which I found utterly hilarious.
Were they nominated?
That must have been nice for
you. I think they just turned up. I don't think they were actually nominated for anything.
Where's our fucking awards?
Yeah, they just assume now. They just turn up at awards and just expect to walk away with stuff.
Just stood in the corner with a hand out, like a bellhop waiting for a tip.
Just get gold a goodie now. Bag with all their awards in it.
You give gold now, please.
Yeah, so we were all hoarded into the corruption hall and plied with free beer and wine. which Sarah was quickly delighted to discover that nobody else on the table was drinking wine. And so she went, awesome, free table wine. And basically over the course of about 2 hours, polished off about three bottles.
Fucking what?
Whilst vaping the entire time. At one point, she was trying to do it relatively stealthy at first, then she just kind of hit a point where she just stopped kind of caring and just ended up blowing a huge stream straight into one of the guys from Yogg's cast.
Yes!
Did I?
Yeah, he did not look impressed.
Yes. Oh, if he was going to be doing that, I'd have given him a big dripper to take down.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Immersed him entirely.
So yeah, so they announced our category, and yeah, we didn't win. At which point Sarah turned to me and said, next year, which she would repeatedly say over the next hour, along with, I don't give a fuck, which became her catchphrase for the evening. So the awards were rounded up. It was a good ceremony. Holly Walsh was presenting, and she was absolutely brilliant. She got a couple of people to come from stage to do, like, you know, like they do like the crowd hypey things, like, you know, you have to fucking clap and shit. So one of them was Sven Jocelyn, who we know and love dearly, and the other was some other really fucking pissed exec looking guy. I've got no idea who it was. Did you find out who it was, Sarah?
No, I'm not too sure who it was.
But yeah,
her shoe size this morning.
Basically, everybody just booed the fuck out of him because he was just being a twat the entire time. Like, he tried to grab the microphone at one point, and Holly was like, "No." He got a name wrong, and he just stood there the entire time, like holding a beer. Like, he's one of those people that just kind of oozes that I've got so much fucking money and I can do whatever I want. One of those cunts, and it was just like, whatever.
Yeah, it was just really awkward.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the whole thing was really kind of quite awkward. So the award ceremony finished. Sarah quickly stumbled off back towards the bar. Of course she did. I hung about to chat with a few people, and I found her, I think it was about 15, 20 minutes later, basically propping herself up on Rhea, who was propping herself up on Sarah, which was not a good combination at all.
The House of Cards friendship method.
Yeah, basically. The drunk bitches method. I then went, fuck that, and went back into the main hall because Rocky Oki had started, which is basically like the karaoke thing they do with a live band every year. Sam Clay was singing something that made me want to... I use singing in the loosest term. It made me want to rip my fucking ears off. And then Sarah came back in and was like, where's my e-cig? Like, I don't know, in your bag, I guess. She's like, oh, where's my e-cig? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's in your bag. She's like, let's go outside for a smoke. And like, she could barely fucking stand at this point. It was just tragic. And I was like, I'm all right. Like, it's fine. It's like, oh, no, quite. And then she sort of did that thing where they just... Alan's good at this. Where
Wait, what? They bring me fucking there.
Where he'll just start walking somewhere and expecting people to follow. And then when they don't, he'll come back and then reiterate how annoyed he is at the situation. So Sarah walked off towards the door, noticed that I was still standing at our table, came back, let's go for a smoke!
She turned into fucking the moon from Mighty Boots.
Quite possibly, because she was shrieking so loudly and yelling fuck Gamergate for like the last 20 minutes of the... Basically, after our category was announced, we hadn't won, it just, everything went downhill. It was like a flip switch in Sarah's head. And she's like,
I think I remember that bit.
Done.
I think done. Sarah is my spirit animal.
And she's certainly full of spirit, I'll give you that much.
I didn't have any spirits that night. It was literally just beer and wine. That's,
you were
that's,
possessed that's, by some sort of vomit demon.
That was my mistake. This is what happens when I don't drink gin. It all ends up really bad.
And you just drink free table wine and beer mixing your fucking drinks. I was already irritated because I'd spent £9 on a double Jack and Coke in a pub.
That's pretty reasonable.
Not at all. Not even for London.
Aye.
Like, fine. 7, maybe, at the highest end for fine. A double Jack and Coke.
Live a little, Ben.
Yeah, I fucking lived that night, I tell you that much. So, Sarah eventually kind of got the message and then sort of stumbled off out into the distance, and I didn't see her, and I went back in, and I can't remember who I was chatting to. Someone. I was talking to a couple people. I was talking to Trey for a bit. It was probably Trey. And then I didn't grip Trey. He didn't deserve a grip him. It's just Sean LeBeau. Sean LeBeau didn't turn up. I'm assuming because he was afraid that I was just going to grip him through a table. Because he knows that bounty's still out there. £50, guys. Seriously. Sean LeBeau, give him a good gripping. So I went outside where it was pissing it down. Everyone had kind of congregated out there at that point because everyone was just basically smoking away because they'd been stuck in a room for like 2 hours. And I look to my right and I see... I think Neil Gorton was out there. He was just about to leave because he was heading back. And then I look to my left and I see Ed Price. And then I look down and to the left and slumped up against the door is a rather dishevelled looking Sarah. wearing a cape, I might add.
A cape?
It's a really nice cape. It's made out of lace. It's really pretty. Oh, I should probably take it out of my bag, actually, because
it's not that pretty anymore. Clearly had spotted that Sarah was not going to be able to get back in. And then went, I'll go and get your stuff from the cloakroom. And then started heading downstairs and realised I didn't have a ticket. Went back upstairs. The bouncer at this point had already told me because I said that we're going to go. He's like, yeah, I can't let her back in. Like, you can go get her coat, but she's staying here. I'm like, fair enough, mate.
I wasn't going to carry her to the cloakroom with me.
Yeah, so within the space of about those 5 minutes, Sarah had managed to move from the left-hand side of the door to the right-hand side. I'm not sure how. Was then, again, still slumped on the floor, but Christos was standing there. And Sarah was there, and I leant down and went to Sarah, went, are you all right? And Sarah looked at me and went, what? At which point all of her laugh. This was something that was pointing to, because they kept saying that the GMA is obviously corruption because of all the free beer and the free food. So I'm guessing because Sarah threw it all back up, that means she's not corrupt.
I'm the purest of all of you.
You are. Your body expelled yourself of such corruption. So Sarah threw up everywhere.
As a form of protest.
Getting it all over her cape. At which point I then took her handbag and went, where's the token? She went, in my bag. And I was like, where in your bag? In my bag. Is it in the big bit or the small bit? In my bag. So I spent a good 10 minutes looking through it. Couldn't find it. Eventually found something that had numbers on it. It looked like a cloakroom ticket. I was like, that'll do. So then I went back downstairs. I found Rhea because Rhea was staying in the same hotel as us. And I basically explained the situation to Rhea. Rhea was also completely fucking trashed. So I took Rhea's number. I said, just give me, I'll give you a shout once I've dropped Sarah back off at the hotel. And I'll find out where you are so I can let you in. Because they shut our reception at midnight. We only had one set of keys. So I went back up to the cloakroom, put the voucher on the table and went, can I have this, please? And he said, that's nothing to do with me. And I looked at it and it said Royal Mail on it. I went, yes, you're quite right. This does actually have nothing to do with you. And then walked away. So I came back outside. Sarah had clearly thrown up a few more times. And then began the longest walk home ever.
In the pouring rain, apparently.
In the pouring rain. So I picked up a rather soaking wet and vomit-covered Sarah, slung her arm around my shoulder, and then we started stumbling towards... Like, I have no fucking idea where we are at all. I'm literally just guessing at this point. Started walking off a direction and checked my phone. So it was about a 20-minute walk from the hotel. It was meant to be a 20-minute walk. It took us an hour because we had to keep stopping at doors. Because Sarah would just say stuff like... She started off with, I'm okay, I'm okay. And then after about 10 minutes, it was, I want to go home. I want to go home. And then after about another 10 minutes, it was, I want to go sleep. And then we got to some point where I wasn't quite sure where we were, so I went to check my phone. Again, it was absolutely pissing it down. So I managed to navigate Sarah up a flight of 15 steps, and I apologise to whoever's apartment building this is in advance. Stuck Sarah on the ground, which she promptly fell asleep while I checked my phone. I then went, Sarah, we need to go this way. She responded with, so I lifted her back up, and yeah, after about an hour, we managed to get back to the hotel. Sarah had recently dyed her hair. So the bed looked like something out of an episode of Dexter.
Fucking
And we managed to, Sarah was, I was like, you all right? And she was like, yeah. So I was trying to just dry her hair with a fucking hairdryer so we could at least try and keep some sort of sanity. Because she basically just flomped straight on the bed and promptly passed out. And then she was like, I need to go to the toilet. So we put her into the fucking space capsule. And then I went, are you going to be okay? And she's like, yeah, just give me 5 minutes. So 5 minutes passed. Like there's no noise whatsoever. Well, actually, there was a noise initially when I shut the door. There was just a loud clunk and a clattering of stuff. And I was like, that's not good. And then I knocked on the door. You're right. No response. I'm like, shit. Open the door. Sarah's basically got her head wedged underneath the sink. So she's asleep at this.
Why didn't you fucking take any pictures of this?
Because Sarah wouldn't appreciate it.
Well, fuck Sarah. She's drunk. That's fair game.
There's one picture of her in. So she was there under the sink. And then I went, Sarah, we need to get you dried off. And it's because she was literally wearing a dress and this weird fucking cloak thing. I was afraid she was going to get hypothermia and die. She said, oh, just give me 5 minutes, which then became her mantra for the next hour. Give me 5 minutes. So 15 minutes later, she fucking fell asleep again on the toilet. So I managed to drag her back out off the toilet and just throw her into the bed. But she spent, you arrived at the bed and then I basically prepped the bed so I could just throw you into it and then that would be it. So I took all the pillows off and then just put your towel on there because you'd fucking made a mess of that anyway. And then when you arrived at the bed, you started pulling at the sheet like you were trying to pick up the duvet and you were like, you weren't saying anything, you were just like,
And I have this amazing image of Sarah just gently crawling under the mattress and going to sleep.
Would have been better, so it took me a good...
How many togs is this duvet? 100?
It took me a good 2 minutes to explain to her the fact that this was in fact just a bed sheet, and then she lay on it and then promptly passed the fuck out. So I was then left in the hotel with a passed out Sarah. And no idea where Rhea had gone. So
this doesn't get dark, does it?
No.
Right. Okay.
And then I took one of her ears in bed.
So I then tried to text Rhea a couple of times at that point. I said, look, I've had to take Sarah home. Can you get her stuff? Because I couldn't find the token. Didn't get any response. Fucking drunk women, not going to happen anyway. Sent her another text going, we're back at the hotel now. Let me know when, you're ready to leave and I'll come and let you in the building. No response. Gave it about 20 minutes. Tried calling her phone. No response. Tried calling again. No response. Called about 7 times in total. Just kept going to answer phone. My fucking phone's died. So I got no idea where Rhea is at this point. Sarah's passed out in the bed. I'm fucking covered in vomit. And I'm like, well, I should probably get changed because I look like a madman. And then I spent the next 2 hours basically loitering outside the front of our hotel in a hoodie, looking like a crack dealer, waiting just on the off chance that Rhea would turn up. And it got to about 3 a.m. I was like, I'm too fucking tired. I hope she's okay.
Don't be dead.
Yeah. And it turns out that she wasn't dead. She did get in touch with us in the morning. She ended up crashing at Gav Murphy's place. So yeah, that was the GMAs. Fuck my life.
Good times.
But the best part was when the next morning, when I obviously had to go back to the Bloomsbury Ballroom to get my jacket, the same fucking bouncer was outside.
I know, I spotted him from up the road, and I was like, I ain't going fucking anywhere near him. Like, you can have this conversation. I've done my bit.
But he was really nice, though. He was just like, oh, you were really quite drunk last night. I was like, yeah. And he had a bit of a laugh. So he saw the funny side of it, so it was fine.
Well, trying to didn't just nod at you and go, starting early, ma'am.
Trying to you just laying in the bed, I was like, you're going to take a shower? He's like, yeah, I don't think I'll wash my hair, though. And I was like, Sarah, you need to wash your hair. And you're like, why? I said, you threw up in all of your hair. And you just grabbed a bunch of your hair, sniffed it, and went, oh, yeah.
Does that mean, like, we can stop having a go at me drinking now? And
well, this is the thing, like, because Sarah said something on the lines of, like, oh, I bet you've had to deal with Alan. And I thought back at it, I said, no, the only thing we ever have to deal with Alan when he's drunk is that he gets even more belligerent and just demands chicken. That's literally it. Yeah. That I can deal with. You're fairly self-sufficient when you're drunk. You just, the only thing you focus on is you just want to find food. And
don't make it sound like I'm some sort of fucking, like, termite or something.
No, but something switches in your head when you get pissed. You go very primal. You're just like, food, chicken. And then you just will storm around until you can find said sustenance. And if you can't find it in about 10 minutes, you'll then just start demanding other people get it for you. Namely me.
Yeah, but you never have.
No, because it's usually 2 o'clock in the morning. I've got no idea where we are. And when I do come back, you're passed out. So I usually just, nowadays, I just give you plenty. I'm like, yes, Alan, I'm going to go and get you food. And you're like, yeah, yeah. And then I'll just go outside and have a fag and I'll come back in 5 minutes later. You'll be passed out. And I haven't had to go anywhere. I've just done that now. Because the one time I actually bothered, when I went and, what was it, KFC was shut, Burger King was shut, McDonald's was shut, Subway was shut. I came back with, what was it, 2 massive bags of Doritos and some drinks. And you had a fucking pop at me. I was like, I'm not doing that for you again then. Just spent an hour walking the streets of London trying to find you food. And this is the thanks I get. Dickhead.
I will say, I practically worshipped at Ben's feet that night. Because we, that was EGX last year, wasn't it?
That was the good EGX.
That was back when EGX was fun, an awful lot of wank. And we were, the hotel we were staying at, we had drank quite a lot again, unsurprisingly, and Alan had gone into full blown, I must have food mode, and demanded that Ben walk the streets. And when he came back in, well, the one thing I had asked for, Ben walks back in with a 2-litre bottle of Coke, and I near full on kissed him on the mouth. That at that moment,
instead,
that was
he
the
just
best
gave me a hand job. It was a much better.
Just give him a rethrow.
Yeah, I was the prototype for the handy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for next year's GMAs, I'm fucking hiring a chaperone for Sarah, so I don't.
No, I just won't drink wine.
No.
Well, no, love, you're cut off until the after party starts. You're on. You're nil by mouth now.
That's fine. Well, that was my problem. It's the fact that it was like all the bottles of wine were on the table. If I had to drink them. Yeah, if I had to get up and go and get a drink, then none of that would have happened because my laziness trumps my wanting to get drunk. So if I have to actually go up and get my drink, then I don't drink as much. It was just the fact that it was all right there. And as well as you're like pouring like glasses of wine from the bottle, there's also people hovering around going, would you like more wine? And I was like, yes, because I clearly don't have enough wine on the table already.
it was just a mess. You know that picture I took of you, Alan, where we went to All Bar One and you were surrounded by all those glasses?
Nope. Yes. I remember the picture. I don't remember you taking it.
Yeah, that was basically Sarah at the GMAs. Like, just surrounded, but with bottles instead.
Sarah,
I thought at one point she was going to go up on stage and just, like, you know that thing where you get people who just play wine glasses? Or they, like, play tunes on bottles? I thought that was her angle. I thought she's going to go up on stage, the band's there, she's just going to start playing fucking, I don't know, probably Taylor Swift on wine bottles and get us some good promo. But no, she just threw up everywhere instead. But I had two highlights of the evening. The first one was when Jamie Trinker and Brett Phipps came up and gave me a cuddle and were genuinely happy to see me, which is always nice. And Sven and Crystal as well, much love to them. And the second one is, for some reason, Jamie had a placement there. Because he was originally meant to be going, but because his ankles were fucked up.
At this point, Alan is clearly quite sad about all of this.
I'm very sad about the whole thing.
Why? You said you couldn't go. Why are they going to put you a space when you said you couldn't go?
Doesn't matter.
Alan's it doesn't feeling matter. Unloved. It's obvious that Alan's feeling unloved.
I'm very unloved.
Oh, yes, you're so unloved, Alan.
Ben sent us a picture in the Facebook chat of my nameplate because I was going to go. Is everyone still there?
Yeah.
It went fucking silent then. It was terrifying. It's like, Ben's, oh, I'm the only one. I'm starting telling a story and then everyone died and it's fucking 28 days later.
Pretty much.
Ben sent us a picture in our group Facebook chat, which we've mentioned before, which was of my nameplate at the table because originally I had planned to go. But and then wasn't going because cripple. So it was like, right, so that's not going to work out. So, but they obviously kept my place setting there to the point that I got a meal brought out.
That was the best part. I was just trying to see how long I could keep the charade going for. Like when they first came around, I just went, oh, he's just in the loo. And what I would do is I would periodically like move your chair around and like your cutlery and like a few bottles just to see like someone there. So never remember the waiting staff come out. I'd be like, oh, he's just popped out for a cigarette. But they drop your food off, and I finished mine, and they're like really small portions. They first came out with like massive plates of bread, like, okay, fair enough. And then they brought out the meals, and they brought out yours, and I said, well, no one's going to eat that. So I just switched the plates and just had your meal as well.
That's fair.
There was a waiting staff standing behind me the entire time, just watching me switching plates and eating your food. But I will say that picture of the beer that I took, yours and Alan's beer remained untouched throughout.
This is what we're going to talk about. It was quite touching that Ben got us a beer. I was going to say bought, but they were free. But Ben got us a beer and put it at the nameplate, and it was quite a touching moment.
I know, my mates have fucking kept it away from Sarah.
You could have got a fucking biro and put my name on the nameplate as well.
I could have. I didn't bring a biro with me.
Yeah. See, forethought.
I'll make you one. I've got the design now. I've got some card. I'll Photoshop one together and I'll make you one.
If that had been me and you didn't go or Sarah didn't go, I'd have had a fucking T-shirt with your face on it. I would have hired a lookalikey if needed be, but no.
That is the biggest frock of shit I've ever heard in my entire life. You were just... Sarah and I were joking that when we got off the train, we would step out at King's Cross and you would turn up like outside in a stretch Hummer. Like, just joking, fuckers. I'm coming down here anyway. We're like, why can't we come with you? Didn't have enough room for all my gold and you guys in my stretch. You know? The leg room.
What was the thing you said about Alan, like, complaining that his diamond shoes were too tight?
You were just fucking swag. Like, there was for a good while, I was convinced that you were just going to turn up, like, in a fucking...
Just train. Parasail from the ceiling with two strippers on each arm or something.
Probably.
Just making it rain.
Yeah, just, like, whatever. And just, like... going totally at it. But yeah, I mean the GMAs were fun. Like, I wish I'd got to experience more of it, so please vote for us next year.
Wish I'd have experienced it full stop.
Yeah, well, someone should have come, shouldn't they?
Yeah, someone was busy.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Carving out an empire.
Buying Xbox Ones and questionable lay-bys.
I still think you missed a trick, Ben, because what I would have done with the waiting staff hovering around the empty place is every time they came near it, I would have just spun round and screamed at them, "Leave Harry the Rabbit alone!" And see how long it took you to got fucking sectioned.
You should have just given them GMA Raptors whenever they went near it.
Yeah, well, I did make us an award, so there was that. I had nothing left to do in the hotel. Sarah was on her own. And
You could have drawn on Sarah.
I
didn't want to touch her. To be honest, just stench off her alone was enough to keep me away. I was like, fucking hell. I'm glad she had the big double. Yeah, somehow she was the drunkest and still managed to get the biggest bed.
Yeah, strange, isn't it? When she stopped at our hotel as well,
she managed to get the biggest bed.
She made Jamie lie on the floor.
I know.
Make him lie on the floor.
Fucking diva.
I know.
Like, between the pair of you, ridiculous.
Pair of who?
You and Sarah, if you and Sarah combined, if you amalgamated, if there was some sort of Alera, it would be unstoppable. It would be an unstoppable drunken thought. I don't give a fuck, but get me chicken.
My
diamond studded cape, I've got sick on it.
Fuck it, I'll get a cab.
Yeah. No, fuck it, I'll get a limo.
That's we've got to do that next year for the GMAs next year. It's got to be me and Alan.
I think me and Sarah should have a drink. No, because we'll just fucking die. They'll just find Like, me shelterin' underneath your corpse eating chicken.
But you'll be covered in my vomit.
Yeah, like some random place. And I will be wearing all of the GMA POS because I stole it. But I think means, because the next time we're going to be down in London, I think as a group, I'm actually going down next month for work, but as a group...
I'm going down next
month
for work. Oh, really? Oh, I see what it is. You can have your own little GMAs, are you?
I'm going down on the... I'm going to say the... I think it's the 13th.
I'm going down on the 4th.
Oh, okay, no. But yeah, so...
I'm glad you've just shared all that information for all our stalkers. So if you want to catch Alan or Sarah, here are their hotel numbers.
They won't get in my hotel.
Why? Because of the armoured security. Just hired the fucking Yakuza to look after you.
They won't get into Alan's
hotel.
You've
not seen this, Alan.
It's in a floating sky palace. And you get teleported there by wizards.
It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, I'm just glad it was us that
racist
were fucking...
impression of the
Yakuza. Just fucking drunk enough. Because I think if it was anyone else... There would have been questions raised, but they were just like, it's just stick twiddlers.
Yeah.
Getting fucking shit faced and wrecking
the
place.
I think is gonna be for Rezzed.
Yep.
Yeah. So whenever that is, I need to try and sort that out.
It's the last weekend of March.
You're coming, right, Jamie?
We've discussed this. This was amazing the other day. I said I'm not gonna be able to make Rezzed, guys, because If we could queue up some background sad violin music.
Yep. Sad Hulk.
Yeah, I've had something of a setback when it comes to my ability to walk.
Jamie's got no legs.
Did you say your ability to hawk?
A walk? Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not the falconer I thought I was. And as I have to hunt for food using a hawk, I will have starved to death before Rez. If you can't catch it around here, you can't eat it. No, my ability to walk, my feet have got worse and I'm kind of housebound and I don't know how long I'm going to be housebound for. So... Bullshit X Factor backstory aside, it means that I can't really commit to anything at the minute because I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. And it's not worth shelling out loads of money for hotels and shit like that if I can't do it. So I said this to Alan, and Alan completely missed the part where, very kind of him, I grant you, but completely missed the part where I said, Alan, I'm a fucking, you know, my feet have fallen off. I went, fuck that, mate, you're fucking coming. I was like, dude. Please, I can't. Oh, fucking, you'll be all right. Alan, I realise you have the money to fund the cyborg modifications necessary. I'm not willing to undergo the procedure. It's dangerous. And he's like, no, fuck it. I'll pay for your ticket. I'll pay for your hotel. I was like, that's all very sweet, but I won't be in them unless you can fire me there out of a fucking cannon.
Listen, if Jerry Springer can take the side off a house to get a fat man to hospital in the back of a pickup truck, we can get you to Rezzed.
We're going to get you one of those Pharaoh carry chair dealies just to take you around everywhere.
Take the side off my house because winter is coming and I fear we will not make it.
Plus the mud's already crumbling.
Jamie, you will be at Rezzed.
You'll be resurrected at Rezzed.
Even if I have to get one of those special cars with a wheelchair lift in the back to bring you to Rezzed in a wheelchair and we can decorate it and push you around, you're going to Rezzed.
I realised earlier as well that if we throw an after party, it would actually be called Strezzed.
Strezzed?
Which is pretty cool. I was thinking you could call it Strezzed Out.
Oh, shit. Confirmed.
Strezzed Out 2015.
Strezzed Out 2015 will be happening.
Get Strezzed.
That's amazing. Get Strezzed! Yes! No, right. I'm doing it, right? If, like, it's going to happen. There will be an after party for Rezzed. It will be called Get Strezzed. And that's happening. So there you go.
And it'll be the resurrection of Jamie.
Yeah.
We're going to get a big stone. We're going to roll it out the way.
Jamie's going to...
And I'm going to come out dressed as Aslan. You all know. Fucking know. Everyone knows. The church knows.
But at Rezzed, I think me and Sarah should have a drink off.
No. As long as if I don't have to chaperone, that's fine. Like, I've already got a paid dry. I own one suit, and I have to take it for dry cleaning.
We're gonna have a drink off.
That's where your last 20 quid this week is going. Is on my fucking dry cleaning and a box of Maltesers. Because fuck you.
For the trouble.
I love Maltesers.
Well, I'm glad you all had a nice time.
Yeah, it was great.
No, you're not.
But yeah, seriously, like, we've said it on Twitter, we've said it on Facebook. Like, obviously, we're gutted that we didn't win this year. But, I mean, StickTwiddlers has been going for 4 years, like, as a website. But the podcast has only been going for less than a year. So for us to even make the
final... Surprised you even remember, Ben.
I do. I just about remembered it was our birthday. But yeah, it was impeccable. Like, we had one goal when we kind of submitted ourselves for the GMAs, which is like, it would just be amazing just to get on the finalists list. And we achieved that. And we were up against some like really kind of strong competition. So to even get that far is amazing. So I'm hoping they've got like a three strikes and you get an award sort of deal. So if we can get finalists next year, probably won't win, but the year after, we'll sort it out. 2016. And we'll be what? That'll be seven years we would have been running. Alan will be 50. Jamie
fucking
will be,
what? Wait,
Jamie will just be ahead by that point. Sarah would have had like at least six livers installed, George Best style. And I'm just going to give up wearing clothes altogether and walk around in like a smock.
Why am I suddenly aging to 50?
Because you're such an old bastard. You're the oldest man. I've said you've got nothing left to live for. You've reproduced. You've passed on your genes. All you have to live for now is complaining.
Oh, fucking so much love.
Okay.
I can hear you stringing the noose. Fuck.
This is definitely this podcast has gone to fucking back ruins.
Oh, love you too, man.
It's nothing but love. I told you, I was saying to Sarah, like, we don't know how to communicate sober except for abuse and self-pity. When you've had like half a drink in you, it's like, mate, I love you. I want you to be the father of my children. I'm like, that's not biologically possible, Alan. It's like, I'll make it happen. I've got the money.
Where does this thing of me being an eccentric billionaire suddenly come from?
We'll go to Japan. They've got robots and stuff. They can do all sorts. We'll make it happen, and we'll have a child. It'll be wee and Ginger.
You two are not allowed to. If it ever became possible, you're not allowed to breed. That would be too much hair for one child.
Between
the gravity-defying nature of Alan's and the sheer volume of yours, judging by that beard picture, Ben,
it's ridiculous.
I don't think we can.
It would be amazing. We'd call it Cousin It. No, we'd just call it Tribble. Actually, knowing Alan, he'd probably try and get it sponsored. It would be fucking called On Live or something. This is our child On Live. It's got a built-in Wi-Fi hotspot. Be the most popular kid at school.
He's got the worst collection of games.
He's got if he's called On Live, that kid would be sorted for life. Fucking Jake and Finley are sorted for life, mate. When we both pop our clock. I'm worried, actually. when they get to old enough, they're like, fuck, like, we could get some really good shit out of Alan and Uncle Ben, and we're going to get bumped off. No. Jamie will be the one to do it as well.
Oh yeah.
Smother us.
But yeah, video games, anyone? Nice happy note. We didn't win the GMAs. Sarah's a drunk. Ben's covered in vomit. I'm pissed off because no one ever thanks me for all the work I do. Jamie's broken. And games are made by sociopaths. You've been great. We've been the Stick Twiddlers podcast. It's goodbye from Sarah, Ben and Jamie.
Bye.
A goodbye from me. And we'll see you next week for Stickmare. The final.
Dun, 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 dun. Catch on Twitter @StickTwiddlers, email podcast@StickTwiddlers.com.
Yep. Bye.